USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first wave of new U.S. troops deployed to Eastern Europe now setting up in Poland and in Germany. President Biden ordered the move in response to the continued threat of a Russian incursion into Ukraine. The troops' arrival coming amid reports Russia now has enough troops, tanks, and other military hardware poised along the Ukraine border to launch a full-scale invasion. Moscow has repeatedly said it has no such plans, blaming the West for stoking international tensions. However, Moscow has made it clear it's looking to prevent Ukraine from being able to join NATO. Hundreds of protesters in the streets of Minneapolis in response to the killing of a 22-year-old man. They were demanding justice for Amir Locke, fatally shot while apparently asleep and holding a firearm during a police raid a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Two people fatally shot at an apartment complex in a suburb of Milwaukee yesterday. The man responsible later died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, but not before taking aim at police who responded to the scene, as we hear from the Brown Deer, Wisconsin Police Chief Peter Nimmer.
Our officers were dispatched for a shots fired call. Upon our arrival to the scene, our officers were fired upon from the second floor balcony.
No officers were wounded, but one other person, a civilian bystander, was injured, but not seriously. Snowboarder Julia Marino, bringing home the United States' first medal of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, winning the silver medal in women's slope-style snowboarding. The FAA says there was a big increase in the number of dangerous laser strikes on aircraft last year. The report saying over 9,700 such incidents, a 41% increase over the previous year, were reported. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
In the aftermath of the Supreme Court halting President Biden's workplace vaccine rule, one in five businesses say they're likely to reconsider their vaccine or testing requirement. According to a survey conducted on January 19th by Gartner, a management consultant firm, nearly 40% of the more than 250 executives from major companies surveyed had already implemented a vaccine mandate ahead of the Supreme Court decision, while another 35% provided a testing option for employees. As far as how these vaccine mandates affect people going back to work or finding new employment, Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
Obviously, every company is going to make its own decision, and obviously they may have made decisions some months ago when that request, if you want to put it that way, from the Biden administration was made. So it obviously is balanced by the need to get the pandemic managed, and we haven't really done that. We have relatively low vaccination rates in the United States relative to at least the Western world or the developed world, and so we continue to have a concern about the fact that the pandemic is not over and that there are impacts that could yet still come from other variants as the virus does what it does.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.